blessings. Let us all stand this morning while we turn to our Bibles. Psalm studying. How long will thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long will thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy exalt over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Light my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemies say I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice, and I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. He ends the reading this morning. Let us remain standing this morning. I will sing this song. I have a maker, he formed my heart, and before time even began, my life was in his hand this morning. Let us sing and rejoice in the Lord this morning. There is no better place we can be but to be in his presence this morning. Amen. I have a maker. He formed my heart. My heart. And before even time began. Before even time began, my life was in his hand. I have a maker. I have a maker. He for before even time began, and before even time my life was in his hand, my life was in his hand. He knows my name. His own. He called me his own, and he never leave me, and he'll never leave, no matter where I go, no matter where I go. He knows my name this morning. He knows my every thought. He knows my end. He sees each case that falls. He sees each case that falls. And he hears me when I call. He hears me when I. He knows my name this morning. Think about it. He knows my every thought. He knows. He sees each case of fall. He sees each And he hears me when I call. 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 Let us give the Lord a praise this morning. Lord, we lift your name on high this morning. Lord, we are here to give you the praise. We are here to give you the glory this morning. You deserve all the worship. You deserve all the praise this morning. Oh, Lord, how we are so happy to be here present once more again this morning. To lift our hands before you. To put forth all our burden, all our care upon you this day, Lord. Because we know you cared for us this morning. Praise be your holy name this morning. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Blessed be your holy name this morning. Praise be your holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your holy name this morning. Praise be your holy name. Let us bow our head, let us close our eyes this morning. Oh, great eternal heavenly Father. Lord, what a privilege you give to us this morning. That we can be here once more again in your presence this morning. Lord, you have given us life, strength, Lord, that we can be in your presence. And we are here to offer it up unto you this morning. Lord, we pray, Lord, whatever we offer up this morning, it will be acceptable in your sight, Lord. And Lord, you may come down, Lord, and you may pour a blessing upon us, Lord, that we can live here with such a burning in our heart, Lord, that we can say it was good to be in your presence this morning. Lord, because when in your presence, Lord, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there's pleasures forevermore this morning. Lord, and whatever is our circumstances this morning, Lord, help us to put it all before you this morning. Because, Lord, you are the God, Lord, that healeth us, Lord. You're the one, Lord, when we are thirsty, Lord, you give us drink, Lord. When we're naked, you clothe us this morning. Lord, so help us, Lord, in return, Lord, to give you the praise, to give you the glory this morning. Lord, if there is any evil spirit here, Lord, that will hand their blessing this morning. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you may come and you may take it away, Lord. And let you get the honor and glory out of this morning's service. Lord, we pray, Lord, that we may take full control of the rest part of this service. Even the one who got a minister before us, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that we may give him word to teach to us, Lord. Give us an accepting heart to receive this morning. So, Lord, whatever, Lord, our problem, our situation, Lord, when a word come forth this morning, Lord, it may correct the error this morning. And we may be able to be victorious this morning. Give you all the praise this morning, all the glory. In Jesus Christ's name of thanksgiving. Praise be your holy name this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your holy name this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your holy name this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are we happy to be in his presence this morning? Praise be his holy name this morning. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come. No more cloud in the sky, no more tears to dim eyes. Let us sing and rejoice in the Lord this morning, amen. Glorious day that will be, there is coming a day. Oh, there is coming a day when no heartache shall come. What a day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. Oh, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his by the hand and lead me there be no sorrow there.
Be no sorrow.
No more burden to bear.
No more burden.
It will be sick free day. No more sickness, no pain. The one who died for me, oh, what a day, a glorious day that will be, what a day that will be, oh, what a day that will be. And I look upon his face, upon the one who saved me by his grace, who saved me by his grace, and he took me by his hand and led me to the promised land. So what a day, glorious day that will be, what a day, oh, what a day that will be. Lord, we are under great expectation for the day, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that our life, Lord, may be according to your word this morning. Lord, because we want to make it another day, Lord. What a glorious day that will be, Lord. No more sickness, no pain, no sorrow over there, Lord. All will be peace forevermore. Praise be your holy name this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At this time, we'll have a seat. I'll sit back and listen to a special my brother Leroy this morning. Let us put our hands together while he comes this morning. Praise be his holy name.
This is really Sister Carl's song. Nobody can sing like Sister Carl. Could you put it up? Do you have the song, Daystar? I know that's a big song for somebody that can't sing, but it's on my heart. I got help, these brothers in the whole church.
Oh, I don't know.
Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sherry, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairies of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Days are shining on me.
Let your love
follow anywhere you hold me.
me things I've never seen before. Lord, I long to be a witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your holy name this morning. We give you the praise. We give you the glory this morning. Praise be your holy name this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise be your holy name this morning. Praise be your holy name. I want to thank the brothers today for the wonderful special this morning. Lead me, Lord, and I will follow this morning. Amen. Let him be our leader this morning. Praise be his holy name. Let us all stand at this time while we sing this song. Why should I be discouraged? Why should a shadow come? After the song, we have a special with Brother Jeffrey this morning. Why should I be discouraged? Why should a shadow come? Why should my heart be lonely? Jesus is my portion. When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. And I sing because I'm happy. Oh, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Oh, I sing because I'm free. Why should I be discouraged this morning? Why should I be discouraged? Why should I shine? I know He watches me. And I know He watches me. Blessed be your holy name this morning. Blessed be your holy name this morning, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you all the glory this morning. Lord, help us to be of good courage this morning, no matter, Lord, what we are going through, Lord. No matter the circumstances, Lord. Help us to be strong and courageous this morning. Because, Lord, we say because we're happy. We say because we're free this morning. Because you have set us free this morning. And we are free of liberty this morning. Praise be your holy name this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We sit back and listen to a special with Brother Jeffrey this morning.
As long as life endures, my chains are gone, happy, set free, my God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy ransomed me, and like a flood. chains of gone have been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. For God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. You are forever.
Praise be His holy name this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your holy name this morning, Lord. Oh, how we worship you. How we adore your name this morning. For all our chains are gone this morning. You have set us free this morning. And we are here to give you the praise, to give you all the glory this morning. Praise be your holy name this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be His holy name this morning. Let us all stand this morning. I will sing this chorus. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. The ox ashes to take up this morning, tithes and offering.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Brothers, will you come? Gracious God, our Father, we give you thanks, Lord God, for what we have already experienced here, Lord, knowing that you're here, Lord, anointing, Lord, the songs of Zion, anointing your people, Father God. We're grateful for your presence. Father, at this little portion of our worship, as we return to you, Lord, this is a little portion of our thanksgiving, Lord, for what you have provided for us. You're still Jehovah Jireh, Lord, and we're grateful. Father, as we give these tithes and offering, Lord, we ask your blessings upon it. May it be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom, Lord. And may you continue to rain out your blessings upon your people. Father, it's the only scripture where you told us to challenge you, to bring into your storehouse and see, Lord, if you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we could not contain. Father, so we take that challenge and return to you those things, Lord, which you have given us, Lord. Now fulfill your word, Lord. We commit these things to you now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. But I ask that you remember my mother-in-law. She is to have surgery. She has some blocked arteries. They're going to perform a surgery on her. We have plans of trying to get her here for the July meetings. So pray that she has a speedy recovery, and we pray that she's able to come. My wife hasn't seen her mother since 1999. So we're asking that you remember her in prayer. Amen. Continue to pray for one another. Continue to pray for Brother Jack. Amen. All of our ministering brothers. Amen. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Unspoken request. Sure, Bob. Praise the Lord. Brother Robles, will you come and take these requests before the Lord? Come on, praise them, saints. Hallelujah. We didn't have any written praise reports, but you are the praise report. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're alive and well. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. We got everything to shout about. We are the praise report. Hallelujah. Amen. He's here. Praise the Lord. Have a few announcements this morning, sister, if you will. Amen. We have feet washing and communion this evening at 5:30. What a wonderful time we always have in foot washing and communion. Amen. Brother Brown's St. Augustine Cap meetings, June 19th through the 21st. Also, Brother West Coast meetings, July 9th through the 12th. Banquet, July 10th. $35 a dose. Amen. Come. Each one, whatever one you can make it to, we're going to have a good time. God bless you, saints.
At this time, we'll sit back and listen to a special with Sister Boy this morning.
I'm sorry, forgive me. We have one visitor here. Lizetta Velez. That's how you say it. Praise the Lord. God bless you, sister. God bless you. I'm sorry. Praise the Lord.
I am a testimony this morning, praise God. Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and vile as could be. Then my Savior above gave me peace, joy, and love when he reached down his hand. I was nearing his hand for me. When he reached down his hand for me, Jesus reached down his hand.
Blessed be your holy name this morning. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you for those outstretched hands this morning, Lord. Lord, where you buried on the cross of Calvary for our sin, Lord. When we was lost and undone, Lord, you take it upon yourself this morning, Lord. And you paid a price for us this morning. Praise be your holy name this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. Blessed be your holy name this morning. Praise be the name of the Lord this morning. Praise be your holy name. I want to thank Sister Boy this morning for the wonderful special this morning. When he reached down his hand for me and for you this morning, those outstretched hands this morning, praise be his holy name. Blessed be his holy name this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why we shall know him this morning, by the nail prints in his hand this morning. Praise be his holy name. While I'm tired, I'm so weary, but I must go along. I'll all stand this morning. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. Praise be his holy name this morning. Well, I'm tired, I'm so weary, but I must go along till the Lord come and calls me away. The night is as fair as the day. There will be peace in the valley. Oh, there will be peace in the valley for me. Someday will be peace in the valley for me, I pray. Sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, I see. Peace in the valley, for there will be peace in the valley. Offering of praise this morning. Blessed be your holy name this morning. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, Lord, I pray this morning. Blessed be your holy name this morning. There will be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, I see. There will be peace forevermore on the other shore this morning. Blessed be his holy name. Let us bow our heads, let us close our eyes, sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome the pastor to the pulpit this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You, oh Lord, love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Sends my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Blessed be his holy name. Glory. Glory to God. Amen. Certainly good to be back in the house of the Lord on today. I want to appreciate all the specials and appreciate. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for that. Certainly good to hear. Good to hear Mama singing. Amen. Thank God for that. Satan been attacking her body, but she just been persevering and pressing through. And amen. And just to hear her, amen. Just giving God glory this morning through song. That's her personal testimony. And we just thank God for reaching His hand down. Amen. And just touching mama. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want also say thank God for Brother Caleb. I certainly appreciate him. He don't even have to be asked, right? Brother Caleb don't have to be asked. He just get in where he fit in. And I just appreciate that, Brother Caleb. God bless you. We're just so grateful, amen, to have you here with us visiting once again. Amen. He got like two church homes. One there being his original church there in Beckway, but when he comes here to Florida, this is home. So he just get right in and do what he normally do, you know, when he at home. So we're very grateful for that. Amen. So I won't have you stand too long. We'll just get our Bibles and we'll read quickly. Thank y'all, musicians. I appreciate that. And depending on how things go, maybe y'all can go back to that. There's no God like Jehovah. I like the way y'all started that out this morning. That sounded real good. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just turn with me to the book of Ephesians. And I've been trying to get some updates on when the service is going to be for Brother Dave's son. And what I've heard thus far is that there is no wake service. There's only going to be the homegoing service, which is supposed to happen on next Saturday. I don't have the time right now, but next Saturday will be the homegoing service. And so that means we'll be here on Friday night for service. Amen. Ourselves will be here. And certainly appreciate this past Friday, Brother Will Clurge was speaking and just did an excellent job. You know, these young men that God are raising up, I'm blessed, you know, and he just did a really, really good job there just speaking to our hearts here on Friday night. And when we get it up on the internet, it'd be a good service for you to go back and listen to, because it really was a blessing. The title was Living in Eden. And so he just did a really good job with that. So let's turn here to Ephesians 4. And I'm going to start reading at verse 11 here this morning. It says, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Amen. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word there. And I do want to read also from 2 Peter chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. It's starting at verse 3, and it says this, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lusts. And beside this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, into knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. But if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Let's have a word of prayer over the word of God today. Father, we are so appreciative that we have the opportunity to read the word of God. And But we know it takes the Holy Spirit to come and help us to grasp the things that we're reading. So we pray that the Spirit of God would now take control over this portion of the service. Thank you for all things that have happened here, all the specials, Lord, that was sung, just the worship service, and just appreciate filling your spirit and just seeing how you're moving in our midst. And God, now as we approach the word, we pray that the Spirit of God would take us to another level. Amen. And that you, God, would just get glory and honor out of our time here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. I was kind of sitting and when Brother Paul was preaching on the message, handle your business. I was sitting there listening to, some statements, and he was talking about how David had got, he had to go from, a place of testing of, he called it going from rags to riches. So it was a place of testing before he could actually be promoted to king. And, and as I was just sitting there just thinking on that little statement that he made there, it just began to kind of come to my heart. Just to maybe do a little study here of the life of David and, and how the various trials that we saw in David's life, amen, if at that time, the stature of a perfect man was in existence in the scripture that we just read of climbing, that pyramid, if that was in existence at that time, then we could look at various trials in David's life and see how God was manifesting himself through, these different virtues. So I want to kind of do a little tie-in here. We're going to kind of take the life of David and then tie it in, kind of to the stature of a perfect man. So, if I could just use a title, Christ in the Life of David. Amen. Christ in the Life of David. And I know that we won't get everything here today, but we'll just get started down this little journey here. But ultimately, as I'm using the life of David, amen, my ultimate goal is to hope that I can get you to see that Christ is also in you. Praise God. Amen. We're not even thinking about mistakes. We're not even thinking about failures. We're not even thinking about any of that. We're just thinking about the promise of God laying on the inside of us, right? And that promise is strong enough to turn our mess into a message. Yeah, the power of God is strong enough to turn your mess into a message, right? And if we can just look at that, in the life of David, maybe we can see ourselves as well in the scripture. Because I believe that we're all identified with these Bible characters. They're no different than us. Right. Amen. I mean, they had less than what we have, right? These people didn't even have the Holy Ghost. Many in the Old Testament didn't even have the Holy Ghost, but yet we can see Christ manifested all through their lives. And then without the Holy Ghost doing all that, what should we be doing? Amen. In this hour with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Right. And if we don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then I want to give you the formula for receiving it. The Bible says repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And it says you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Brother Adam say God is obligated to fulfill that scripture to you if you have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's obligated to fill you with the Holy Ghost. So all you got to do is hold that over his, in prayer, just hold that before the Lord. Lord, remind him, say, God, you said through your prophet that you were obligated to fill me with the Holy Ghost. So God, I want that. And I want to encourage the church that, amen, don't be satisfied till you receive it. And once you receive it, don't be satisfied till you get a refilling, yes, sir. Right? But we got to have the Holy Ghost. Just like you need water, you need the Holy Ghost. Yes, just like you need food, you need the Holy Ghost, yes, right? Amen. I mean, you got to see it that way. I mean, sometimes you get so hungry and you can't, I mean, like you can't go another minute without getting some food. That's the way you ought to feel about receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I can't go another service. Hallelujah. I can't go through another week.
I must have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I must know that I know that I know that I've had an experience with God. I'm not going off my mama's experience, and I refuse to go off my daddy's experience. If God can do it for them, then God can do the same thing for me. I must have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is what helps you to live right. Right? Because when we have our own struggles and things of that nature, but God promised to send the Spirit, and that helps us to live according to the Word of God. Without it, we'll never come in line with the Word of God. But the Holy Ghost will help you say no to those things that the devil keep offering to you. Right, hallelujah, church. That's what the Holy Ghost will cleanse you. The Holy Ghost will purge you. The Holy Ghost will change you. The Holy Ghost will cause you to live according to the Word of God. So it's important that we have that. Very, very important. Otherwise, we'll be on the journey just like the children of Israel, where they come and they bring their sacrifices every month or whatever, every year, and they bring their sacrifices, but no change on the inside. Our hope is that we won't just come to church and not be changed, right? This word should be changing us. It should cause some type of progression. Come on now, somebody. Right. I mean, we should be able to recognize that. If I had a temper problem. Right. And you all, man, that brother got a really rough temper. Well, you just kind of be patient with him, be patient with him as he hear the word and, hear different things. And you see the Lord just begin to deal with his heart. Next thing you know, that temper is gone. Right. But if you see, after 25 years, he still got the same temper that he had when he first came into church. Something wrong with the process. Come on now. Amen. So church, and I want you to put your issue in the midst of that temper issue, right? Whatever it is that God need to be dealing with you on, it should be cut away. Right. Amen. Through the process of the Word of God. So let's just kind of look at a few things here. We're talking about Christ in the life of David. And I just want to start by just quoting a few comments here from Statue of a Perfect Man. We won't pull up the whole quote because I just took bits and pieces out of it just to kind of give us a foundation here today. Brother Branham said this, and I think I might have a little bit too much high coming out of this monitor here. It says, this is a message on teaching that ties the man that is going to be redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus and is going to be in that church age, that eternal church age, at the end of the series. This is a message on teaching that ties the man that's going to be redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus and is going to be in that eternal church age. He says this, that Christ sent me. This is what his objective is, and I believe that every minister has the same objective. Christ sent me to build individuals to the statue of Jesus Christ. I like that.
Yes, sir.
I like that. Amen. Let's work with this a little bit here today. Amen. We're not here to build church members. Amen. We're not here. Somebody was telling me, I'm not looking for just a church full, right? Because, I always ask the question, you can have a church full, but full of what? Right? Full of what? Right? I mean, I've seen church full, but after they finish church, after 30 minutes of preaching, they still go out and drink and smoke. Huh? I mean, what good is going to church if that's what you're going to keep doing? Church ought to change you.
Yes,
we're not trying to build church members. We don't want that.
No,
hallelujah. That's a headache.
Yes,
you understand what I'm saying? That's just a headache. We want to see God changing the people by his word.
Yes,
not only by his word, but by his spirit. We want to see God change. So we're here to build. We're here to not just to build church members, but we're here to build a statue of Jesus Christ that they might be powerhouses. Come on. Amen. You know what? You have the authority as a son of God and as a daughter of God to lay hands on the sick and see them recover.
Yes, sir. Amen. That's the truth.
If you happen to be the one in the hospital room at that time, you don't have to call nobody else. Call Jesus. Because you have the authority as a son of God and as a daughter of God to lay claims on every promise that God made you. Come on, somebody. We want to see a church full of powerhouses, not just one person in the church. Come on. We don't want to just continue to look at the ministry of Brother Branham as a powerhouse ministry. What about this ministry? Come on, what about you being a powerhouse for God? What about your testimony? Glory to God, glory to God. I mean, if we can get this church, we won't have people up and down. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't apply this word, it'll never do nothing for you. Praise God, don't join nobody's pity party. Don't join nobody's pity party. Every one of us is called to live this word. And we've been around here way too long not to know what we're supposed to do. Come on, church. Ain't no more pity parties. We got to understand it's going to be test after test and trial after trial, but we're going to have victory after victory. Hallelujah. Amen. The longer the test, the greater the victory. That's the way I see it anyway. Amen. When we talk about Abraham, 25 years, that was a long test, but how great that victory, because at the end of 25 years, he had that baby. Come on, somebody. Let's go on. Say, Christ has sent me to build individuals to the statue of Jesus Christ that they might be the powerhouse, the dwelling place of his spirit by his word, build up the individual to that place. And that's what we're trying to do. We want to build the individual to that place. Brother Branham said, faith is the foundation of all of it. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And as he goes on to talk a little bit more about faith, he says faith is, the key is faith. Faith holds the key. And the key is the scripture and Christ is the door. See, so faith takes the little hinges of the scripture and unlocks the glories and good of God out to his people. I want that, church. I want the glories and the good of God to be unlocked to me. Glory to God. Come on now. I don't want to just keep looking back. Even when I look back in the scripture and see what happened and some of the disciples and some of the Old Testament saints, I thank God for their story, but now it's our story. Amen. Hallelujah. Now it's our story. If they would have to rewrite it again, they'll be writing about us now. Come on, somebody. I want to see Christ in us. Glory. He says, faith takes the little hinges of the scripture and unlocks the glories and good of God out to his people. See, so if faith holds the key that unlocks Christ to the people, unlocks it, reveals it. So today we're going to try to take the same key to unlock the way to become a virtuous Christian in the stature of God and be a living tabernacle for the living God to dwell in. Glory to God. Another statement he says, he never made you to be something else besides a son and daughter of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So no matter what I accomplish on this earth, that's not my purpose. Uh-huh. Right? No matter what title I attain on this earth, that is not my purpose. My purpose is to be a son and a daughter of God. Oh, hallelujah, church. I mean, me and Brother Trevor, we get into this little thing. Just walking down the street, and man, Son of God walking across the street. Son of God riding up the elevator. Son of God parking right here in front of Walmart, right? They ought to just put a sign out there, right? I mean, you know, they got signs for the employee of the month. Come on, put a sign up. Son of God. And let me tell you something. Just like everybody can't pull in employee of the month parking space, everybody can't pull into the Son of God place in God. Hallelujah. You got to know that you are special. You are Son of God, a daughter of God. We got to act like that. We got to walk like that. We got to talk like that. I'm not like this world. I'm not from this world. I come from God, and I'm going back to God. Listen to what the prophets say. He says, he never made you to be something else besides a son and daughter of God. If you have missed that of being a son and daughter of God, you have missed the mark. If you miss that God has placed you on this earth, you want to know your purpose. Everybody trying to find out what your purpose is, to be a son and a daughter of God, right? He said, if you missed that, then you missed the mark. You said the word S-I-N means to miss the mark. Miss the mark. Then if I'm shooting at a target, drive an attack at 50 yards, then I shoot, take my gun down and shoot, and I miss it 4 or 5 inches. What's happened? My gun needs tuning up. He says there's something wrong, and if I miss faith in God, if I miss being a Christian, God put you here to be a Christian, and if you run off to one side, come back and get tuned up. And there's only one thing can tune you up. That's the scripture. The Holy Spirit in the scripture tune you, bring you directly onto the target again. That's right. And many people need a tune up today. My, they ride is getting kind of rough. Right? Their life getting a little shabby. Come on. They don't pray the way they used to. Huh? Amen. They don't fast the way they used to. They don't have joy the way they used to. Huh? We need a tune up. We need an adjustment. And the only way you're going to get your tune up is go back to the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, you know, brother, Will told us on Friday night, say, you know, don't personalize your sickness. Don't personalize your problems. Come on, don't go around and say my depression. Don't say my cancer. Don't say my diabetes. You personalize it when you put the word my in front of it. Amen. It does not belong to you. It belongs to the devil. And when the devil sends you one of them bottles of rattlesnakes, send that box back. Praise God. Refuse to accept what the devil is sending you. Send back every mind battle. Come on, church. Send back every sickness. Send back every disease. Send it back to the devil because that's where it came from. Hallelujah. He said, rather than personalize your sickness or personalize your problems, amen, put a positive spin on it. Say, I accept my healing. I accept my deliverance. I accept my children's deliverance. Hallelujah, church. You, amen, put a positive spin on it and watch your words bring that thing to pass. Hallelujah, 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 church. Amen, amen. God dwells on the inside of us. Amen. I know that somebody told me that Jesus, there was times that he went through in his body as well. But, you know, just for some reason, I can see him maybe going through, but I don't see him staying under that. I can see the devil attacking him, but I don't see him just accepting that. And if Jesus won't accept it, we don't have to accept it. Come on, somebody. Listen, the prophets say this. Say, God dwells in the statue of a man, reflecting himself into that being. Perfect worship, God in us being his tabernacle, God manifesting. Until that man is born again, then when he's born again, then he's in line of fellowship because he's a new creation. That old suspicious, doubting character he was is dead. Now he's a new creation. So you see, he don't have to add anything to his now because it'll automatically be added. And over the years, you know, we used to try to, you know, the scripture tells us to add to our faith, virtue, knowledge, and so on and so forth. But understand that when the Spirit of God comes on the inside, a true baptism of the Holy Ghost, these qualities will automatically be added to you. It's not you working trying to make it happen, but it's God working through you. Just as we can see God working, you know, through David and God working through different ones, it's God working through you. So it's not about you. It's all about him. God needs some hands. God needs some feet. God needs a mouth. Hallelujah. And the only hands, the only feet, the only mouth he got is ours. So it's time for us to yield our hands and our feet to the will and, amen, yield our mouth, yield it to the will and the perfect plan of God. Come on, somebody. All right, listen to this. Let me just kind of bring in a couple things here. Glory to God, glory to God. All right. I'm going to read paragraph 20-2, here in Statue of a Perfect Man. And I'm also going to read paragraph 23-2. It says, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, infinite, that's God. So when they make a phone call and say, pray, that contacts and your faith brings God. Oh, my, I like that. See, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, infinite, that's God. So when they make a phone call and say, pray, that contacts and your faith brings God. So, you know, oftentimes Brother Branham would be in a situation with somebody with, you know, they couldn't get to him, you know, and he would, all they do is just maybe send a telephone call. And when they make that telephone call, say, brother, we got this going on, that going on. Could you pray? As soon as he would just begin to pray, that was a contact, right? And that brought the presence of God. All right. And the thing, now, Brother Branham's not here. So we got to understand that when somebody calls you and asks you for prayer, right, that's a contact, and that brings the presence of God. Yes. Hallelujah. The same God that answers the prophet's prayer is answering your prayer. Oh, my God. We got to know who we are, church. Amen. Amen. The same God is answering your prayer. So it's time for, I mean, we should hear testimonies every week about what God did. Amen. It should not be a shock or a surprise or, you know, a once in a lifetime thing. It should be every week about what God doing in the midst of his people. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Say, you know, when they call and ask for prayer, say that contact and your faith brings God. It's a thing that brings a prayer. And God together on the scene, prayer, faith changes from here to here. It brings it together. Speak the word. All I want you to do is say the word and everything's all right. See, he didn't have to be here. Just say the word. Why? God is omnipresent. He's all powerful. He's just as powerful beneath the world as he was on top of the world or on either side. He's God. And the only thing you have to do is just speak the word. He said, and now faith does the rest of it. Faith does the rest, so you must have faith for a foundation. All Christianity, all you are, all you will ever be is based upon faith in the word of God. Amen. All right, stay with me here. Brother Branham, you know, in this message, Statue of a Perfect Man, he began to just kind of talk about different characters there at the beginning of the sermon, and he was talking about Moses, how Christ was reflected in Moses, talking about Joseph, and when we look at Moses, how I said he was born a leader, and just like Christ was born a leader. Moses was born during a time of persecution, just like Christ. You know, they were trying to kill all the babies 2 years old and under. All right. Moses was delivered during that time of persecution. Same thing with Christ. You know, just like Moses' mama sent him down to Nile. Well, Jesus was taken out of the land into Egypt. You know, he was delivered of that persecution, right? Moses was a lawgiver who received the commandments after being in the mountains 40 days. Well, when Christ was fasting for 40 days, he came out of that fast. And Brother Branham said Christ went into the wilderness 40 days and come back saying, you've heard that them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say to you, whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already. See, all these different things that God reflected himself. Now, I want to just focus on that just a little bit. That's why, you know, when we talk about, you know, how the sister, because she carries something that a man does not carry, right? A lady carries something that a man does not carry. And that's why we always kind of say, you got to be careful the way that you dress. You got to be careful how you do this or how you do that, because, you know, a man don't have to physically touch you to commit adultery. Right? A man don't have to physically touch you to commit adultery. God will hold that man responsible for adultery if he just look at you in the wrong way. Right? And get me, you know, don't get me wrong. I know some men just got spirits on them. Right? No matter how well a sister dressed, he got a spirit. And God going to deal with that. But you don't present yourself, come on, in a way that's going to cause him to look at you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Right? It's certain things that a lady can wear that she get all kind of attention. And she knows she's getting that attention. Right? So that's why she has to be careful with what she wears, how she presents her. God has designed her a certain way that a man is not designed that way. Come on. It ain't nothing but the truth. Amen. I mean, you know, we live in a very strange day. Amen. Just, they got this thing now. Lord, forgive me. The lady is over 400 pounds, but she's considered a supermodel. Where y'all ever heard of that at? A lady that's 400 pounds is considered a supermodel. What, they designing clothes to make people, you know, look certain ways nowadays. The devil is behind a lot of this. Oh, my. The devil behind the designers. I'm just being honest with you. The devil anoints some of the designers to put certain things together to bring certain attention to people. That's why we got to be careful. We want to live according to the word of God. I don't want nobody. I don't want no. I mean, the sister out of fit. I don't want nobody lusted. Not intentionally. I don't want to create no problem. Now, if he got a problem, he just got a problem, and God will deal with his problem. But I don't want to present myself in any way that would cause that man to be looking at me. Now, a Holy Ghost-filled woman will feel real good about that. Yes, and she'll be checking everything before she come out the house.
Amen.
And a Holy Ghost-filled man will do the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He ain't going to come out in his muscle shirt. Hallelujah. That's too tight, brother. All right. Come on now. I'm going on. So Christ was in Moses. He also said, Christ was reflected in Joseph. Joseph was hated of his brethren because he was spiritual and could see visions and interpret dreams. He was sold for almost 30 pieces of silver, just like Christ, right? He was thrown in a ditch and was thought to be dead, but he was raised up from the ditch and went to sit at the right hand of Pharaoh, just like Christ, right? Everyone had to go through Joseph in order to get to Pharaoh. And no man can come to the Father except he go through Jesus Christ. Right? Brother Brandon says this, when Joseph left the place before he left, there was a trumpet sounded and runners went before him and hollered, bow the knee, Joseph is coming. No matter where you was or what you were doing or how important your job was, you had to fall onto your knees till Joseph got there. And when the trumpet sounds one of these days, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. When Christ our Joseph shall leave glory and come, your work won't be important then. Come on now. Your title won't be important then. We got to keep the main thing. And Jesus Christ is the main thing. Come on. Says every knee shall bow and confess him to be Son of God. That's right. Now I want to just kind of pick up here in the life of David. Just one quote here from Statue of a Perfect Man, paragraph 15:1, as we just kind of start moving our way towards David here. It says, oh, how we see him in David. How David, a rejected king, throwed off his own throne by his brethren, his own son, set upon the Mount of Olives, as he went up to the top of the Mount of Olives, looked back over in Jerusalem and cried, for there his own people that he had served them and taught them of God, and his own people turned him off and throw things at him, spit on him, and made fun when he started up the hill and was rejected. Oh, how perfect of the Son of God, 800 years later, a rejected king among his own people, sat on the mount and wept over Jerusalem as a rejected king. What was it? God reflected himself in those prophets, reflecting Christ. Then there came one which was the perfection of God. It was God among us. And since that time, he has reflected himself in his church this side of Calvary. So you see, we're all trying to get to this dwelling place, the tabernacle of the living God. So if we can see Christ in Moses, if we can see Christ in Joseph, and as we go through this and look at Christ in David, amen, I hope that we'll also begin to see Christ in us. Amen. Christ in us. Come on, every trial that you're going through is manifesting Christ.
Amen.
I mean, you know, God need to be able to show. I mean, sometimes when somebody just go off for no reason. Here you stand there in line and somebody just went off for no reason. And you just stand there with a smile on your face. Right? And then the person next to you just kind of went right back off. Well, there's people watching all of that. And when they watch and they see, now, wait a minute, this person just kind of got right into the same vein that this other person was in. They was both wrong, but they see you with that smile and they wonder, well, what's the difference about you? Well, it's because Christ is on the inside of me, right? And people need to be able to see Christ. On your job, people need to be able to see Christ. They need to know how a Christian would handle things. Huh? I mean, the only hands you got is your hands, right? They need to see. Now, that got to be a Christian. Something wrong with it. The world would respond this way, but they're not responding that way. Something must be different about them. God got to use your life in order to bring judgment to other people.
Amen.
So, church, don't think it's strange when you're going through various things. Don't think it's strange. Just give God glory in the midst of whatever you're going through.
Amen.
Allow God to be praised. Allow him to use you. I mean, just like he used David's life. David didn't want to go through some of these things that we're going to talk about.
Right.
David wasn't signing up, you know, to go through some of this. But I mean, the Lord said, well, this is going to be the trial, and I'm going to have, you know, you're going to serve in Saul's kingdom, and Saul's going to start throwing javelins at you. He's going to try to kill you. There's going to be a lot of things that's going to happen in your life, David. You want to sign up for that? If David had the opportunity, he would have took off running from that. Just like you, if you knew what was coming your way, you would take off running from it. But rather than run from it, run to it. Come on, church, accept what God allows. Hallelujah. Amen. Accept it this morning. Whatever God allows, accept it by faith. God, you'll never put more on me than I can bear. When I look at David, I look at various trials that he went through, and you know, when I just think about this the statue of a perfect man being manifested kind of through the life of David. And as we, you know, that first step there, you know, and climbing the statue of a perfect man, and don't get me wrong, the way I kind of see this, you know, I'm not the Brother Bradham even told us, say, now there's some people that actually have these things naturally. Like some people already got a natural patience. It's a certain spirit about them that they can be, they don't even know Jesus, and they're more patient than us. Come on, y'all seen them. Y'all seen them out there? I mean, like you know, I know I'm one. There's times I can be very patient, and then other times I'm not so patient.
That's right,
bro. Amen. I'm just being honest, right? You know, I mean, I told y'all the story of me going to the McDonald's, right? And here I am in line, and, you know, I was tasting that ice cream. Every McDonald's out, I have some ice cream. Every one of them out there. So I get in the car, tell my family, let's go to McDonald's and get some ice cream. And, you know, we get in the car, and we drive all the way out there to that McDonald's, and I get in line and say, yeah, I'd like to get this. I'd like to have that, a little sundae here. And they say, we don't have no ice cream. I say, what? You don't have no ice cream? How can you not have ice cream? Right? And they say, sir, we just don't have ice cream. I said, no, that's impossible. How can McDonald's not have ice cream? Right? You know, so I mean, say, sir, what you want us to do? We don't have no ice cream, right? And I said, can you call another McDonald's and find out before I get there whether they have ice cream? Nah, that wasn't Christ-like. That wasn't Christ. Right? But now when I'm talking to you and you got a little issue that you're dealing with, you'll be, I'm just very patient. Right? But I'm going out to get ice cream. I ain't patient. If you would have been on the other side, because I'm in the drive-thru, and I wouldn't have saw you, and if I would have just pulled by and saw you standing there and say, my, that's the pastor? I want to tell you something. The pastor needs Jesus. Every day the pastor needs more and more of Jesus. I'm striving for perfection. Come on now, somebody. I realize that I'm falling short and I need more God. So when I'm preaching this, it ain't just for you. It's for me too. I need more Jesus. Amen. Song say I need a little bit more. No, you need a lot more Jesus. Hallelujah. But, you know, there's people that have this natural patience and natural temperance and things of that nature, and it's not the natural things that we're looking at, but what I'm trying to get there is that if a person already kind of has that and they come to God, that might be an area that they don't really have to work that hard in. So when we climb in this statue of a perfect man, they might already have patience. So, you know, they might be working on other areas within that pyramid. But ultimately what we're seeing there in the pyramid is that these are the things that ought to be reflecting out of us. So when I can acknowledge, man, that, you know, when I acknowledge that I went to that McDonald's and I asked them about that ice cream, but you know what? I didn't go to the next McDonald's and do the same thing. See? You got to learn from your mistakes. Right? And when you recognize that wasn't of God, that one, you got to be quick to repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have did that. And, you know, life sometimes get the best of you. We understand that. Oh, my God, my God. I mean, you know, Brother Will was telling us on Friday night, said, you know, we're against say that the devil got home court advantage because this is his eating. Right? And when a team got home court advantage, he was just saying, say, you know, seem like when they get into the, you know, when they, it's like the sixth man that's on the basketball court. When that crowd get into the game, all of a sudden the five guys on the court, they just start making shots that's impossible to make. Other guys missing dunks and missing layups and, I mean, missing everything. But this team just seemed to be doing shooting from half court, shooting from, you know, from the other side of the court. Everything falling for them, right? And then they get fouled on top of that. Four-point play, right? All kind of stuff happening. That's the way we feel when we're in Satan's eating. But you know what? I told the church, I say, but when you're in a condition like that, and somehow you be able to string together to win, it's the best feeling ever to be able to win on your opponent's home court. Come on now. I mean, when the football team win on the other football, they take the dirt from the other. Come on now. They take the dirt, take the sand, take the sock, and they plant it somewhere else so that we conquered this. Hallelujah. So take back your health. And show the devil that you've conquered this. Take back your children. Show the devil that you've conquered this. Hallelujah, church. Glory to God. Yes, we're going through Satan eating, but we will not be defeated. Come on, somebody. David, you know, I mean, we want to kind of talk about faith today, and as I just kind of think about David, I think the area where he expressed faith, it's when he faced Goliath.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Right? When David started going through and he had to face Goliath, this man showed, you know, because see, faith is one thing, but fear is something else.
Right.
Huh? I mean, what's that little saying that faith stands? Right, and fear will run, but when you got faith, when you know that no matter how big the obstacle is that's before you, right, you can stand there and say no. I mean, just like David stood there and said, "Look, I got faith that I can take this Goliath out." He wasn't even supposed to be down there. Here he is out watching sheep, and his daddy say, "You know, get somebody else to watch the sheep today, David. I want you to go down there and feed your brothers." And when he get down there feeding his brothers, and, you know, Goliath used to come out at a certain time every day, and it just so happened, for 40 days, here they running from Goliath. They out battling, but then they run back. Soon as they see Goliath show up, they go running back to the camp. Well, David happened to be out there this day. And David looked around and said, now, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? You know, even his talk was different. Huh? And when you got faith, your talk should be different.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody. You shouldn't be talking about your sickness. You should be talking about your healing. Because God has already revealed it to you that you're going to overcome that thing.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah, church. David's talk was a little different. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Say, oh, that's Goliath. Well, who is Goliath? Who is Goliath? Is he a Philistine? Are we supposed to have victory over these Philistines? I don't care how big he is. Come on now. David said that the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So I know I ain't never seen a problem like this, but you know what? If God can deliver me from a bear, and if God can deliver me from a lion, I know God will deliver me from Goliath. Church, I love it. When you really just kind of look at David there, and he was a young man. He was probably a teenager, a little over maybe 20 years old, young man. But he wanted to go face Goliath. Now all the talk that David had there in the camp, man, he talked like a guy that wasn't afraid, and nobody could understand why David felt this way until he actually came into the presence of Saul. And when he came into the presence of Saul, that's when he gave his testimony.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah. Now, the reason I can have faith now is because of what God has already done.
Yes, sir.
Come on, has he ever healed you before?
Yes, he has.
Has he ever delivered you before?
Yes, he has.
Has he ever done anything for you before?
Amen.
If he did it before, then he can do it again.
Amen.
Hallelujah, church. And that's the way you got to think about it. If God did it before, then he can do it again. If he paid my bills before, then he can pay them again.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. David stood there before Saul and said, you know, look, the reason I talk this way, now I don't just talk this way just to be talking. I'm not trying to be something that I'm not. But I can settle your heart and say, you know what, I was out watching my daddy's sheep because my daddy told me. He said it's a shame for a shepherd to lose a sheep. And I just grew up with that in me. It's a shame for any shepherd to lose one sheep. So he said, when daddy put that in me, you know, one day this bear came and grabbed one of my sheep and said, I took this slingshot right here and I knocked that bear down and I took the sheep back from the bear. Wow. He said, not only that, after that, a lion came. Uh-huh. And you know what I did? I took the same old slingshot and hit that lion and got my sheep back. Because my daddy said it was a shame for a shepherd to lose a sheep. I could not go back home without all the sheep. Say, look, if God did that for me with a bear, with a lion, now we got a lot more sheep here. That's just one sheep. But here we got the whole nation of Israel. And here I want to go out after that Goliath. And if you just give me the permission to go, I will go and fight this Goliath. That's a man that's showing that he had faith. Yes, sir. Amen. He was convinced that the God that did it before was more than able to do it again. Amen. Come on, David wasn't looking for no glory. David wasn't looking, I mean, they said, well, what you get out of this? Oh, you get to marry the king's daughter. They weren't looking for that. David just didn't want to see his people defeated. Come on, I'm the same way this morning. I don't want to see God's people defeated. Amen. Come on, I don't want to see sickness take not one more person out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't leave until it's time for you to leave. Amen. Come on, God say 70. You hold on to 70. Yes, after that, we know we're living by grace. Yes, right? But 70 is a promise. Yes, so don't let the devil drive us out of here before our time. And don't even talk about leaving before your time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. David wasn't even thinking about dying out on the battlefield. David didn't think about, you know, he didn't even think about losing. Amen. Come on now. You know, because in your mind sometimes, I don't know if I'm be able to overcome. No, 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 that's not a person with faith. Yeah, I have already overcome. Amen. Amen. All I'm doing is just going through the action, yes, sir. Going through the motion, but I have already overcome. Come on, somebody. And I look at David there, and, you know, David going through this tremendous battle with Goliath. And, you know, I want to pick up a scripture here out of 2 Samuel 17. Thank you, Jesus. No, 1 Samuel 17, I'm sorry. 1 Samuel 17. And now, the other good thing about this 17 represent the number of victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So here, a mighty victory took place here in 1 Samuel 17. Mighty, mighty victory. I want to pick up, my God. I'm going to pick up in verse 46. You know, when Goliath saw David coming out there, he was just offended that they would send such a young man to do a young boy to do a man's work. Just begin to boast, say, man, I'm going to feed this little boy to the birds. I'm going to give his flesh to the birds. And, you know, and David began to speak right back to him. David wasn't afraid of him. Come on, I just like this. You know, I'm going to tell you, I see we got little Davids in here.
That's right.
We got them in here. Mama was sharing a testimony on Friday night. And when she was sharing her testimony, she said, you know, how the devil attacked her with high blood pressure. And as he was attacking, you know, the doctor wanted to give her some medication that she should be on and everything like that, but she just kept telling the doctors no matter who would come in, even when I went into the room, Mom was saying the same thing, I want to fight this with natural means. I want to fight it with natural means. And as Mama just, you know, just begin to kind of confess that, you know, she telling the doctors, and the doctors just, you know, no, this thing gonna work. You know, you keep getting this thing out of control, and we're going to have to give you what we got. She's like, I want to fight it with natural means. One doctor she went to, and the doctor kicked her out of the office. Kicked her out, wrote a letter, said, I never want to see you again. What kind of doctor is that? That's a selfish doctor. That's not even a doctor.
No, sir. No, sir.
Not even concerned about your health. If you don't do it the way they want you to do it, then they don't even want to see you. Huh? But she held her testimony and said, I'm going to use natural means to overcome this. And what she did, just kind of start marking on a little book what a blood pressure was. With the doctor's medicine, then eventually weaned herself off the doctor's medicine and using natural medicine, she got her blood pressure way under control, went back to the doctor. They were shocked at the numbers that they saw. But that was her confession. That was her faith. She was a David standing up to her Goliath. What was her Goliath? High blood pressure was a Goliath. And the same word that David used to take Goliath down is the same word that you're going to use to take your Goliath down. Come on, somebody. Let's read about it. See ourselves in the scripture. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Verse 45, then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Look, you ain't did this to me. You did it to the armies of Israel. So let me just tell you something. God just needs somebody to show up. God don't fight the battle, but he needs somebody to show up. Just stand there and let God use you fight Goliath. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, look, the God of the armies of Israel whom thou hast defied. I mean, he took it, we ought to take it personal when people start criticizing our God. They're not criticizing you. They're criticizing your God. Come on now. He said, this day will the Lord, not me, I'm not even putting myself in this. But this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. Come on, he done spoke it before it even happened.
That's right,
I'm going to kill you, then I'm going to take your head off.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, Jesus. Well, we need faith like that.
Yes, sir.
Right? Say, so, I will smite thee, and I will take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Come on, I want to proclaim my healing because I want people to know that there's a God in Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Hallelujah. I want to see my family delivered because I want people to know that there's a God that still delivers. It's not about me. It's about my God. I want to be able to bring a testimony into the house of the Lord. Oh, my. Can I be bold? Satan, bring on the test so we can bring the testimony. Woo! Bring on the test so we can bring the testimony. Brother, you ain't seen shouting yet. You ain't seen praising yet. You ain't seen it yet, church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You think I'm loud? Now you wait till the testimony come forth. You think I'm wild? Now wait till the testimony come forth. Hallelujah. I got faith to declare that it's already done, church. Oh, glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Coleman used to say, if you think I'm strange, don't wait for me to change because I'm just warming up. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, 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 glory. See, this body get tired. So I can't praise God the way I want to praise God. But when this body's changed, you're going to be in trouble. Heaven ain't going to be the same when I get there. I can be able to praise him all day long, church. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God, I feel all right. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, church, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Look at this. Amen. 1 Samuel 18, verse 47 saying, all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear. Come on. For the battle is the Lord's. And he will give you into our hands. See, it's not even my battle. I'm just showing up. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use what I got. Even when Saul tried to give him his armor, David said, look, I ain't never proved none of this stuff. I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I ain't never proved none. I'm going to have to take this off because I get defeated out there trying to use what you got. But I'm going to use what I got. And what God gave me was just a sling and some rocks. Say, what kind of strategy is this, young man? It's not about me. It's about God. See, and all God needed, King, was just somebody to show up. Somebody that had faith and not fear. And I stand out here and I'm going to face this Goliath knowing that God is able to deliver him into my hands. And I'm just going off my past testimonies. I ain't got nothing else but my past testimonies. You know, the reason Goliath is out here doing what he's doing, he's going off his past testimonies. Huh? Now that's fresh. He's saying, look, I done already defeated this person. I done already defeated that person. I am the champion. Right? And a champion don't become champion just because he was born that way. He had to overcome something. So he had confidence in his ability to defeat the Israelites. And I tell you what, not only did he have confidence in his ability, he said, you know, I'm so confident that I don't want a lot of bloodshed. We want to try to get rid of all this bloodshed. Just send one man. And when I fight that one man, when I take him out, then y'all just surrender to us. Now imagine. The whole nation of Israel was resting on the shoulders of a little boy. The whole nation of Israel, their freedom was resting on this boy's shoulders. Now he had to have some confidence. Come on, somebody. Right? I mean, you know what? What if all our freedom was resting on Nehemiah's shoulders? And Nehemiah, Pastor, I can take it. I got it, Pastor. Nehemiah, you sure about this? Because we don't need nobody to be a little, just a little enthusiastic right now. We talk about our lives. I'm talking about my family's life. I'm talking about my generations to come after me. I need to know that you can defeat this Goliath. I got it. How, there was a lion and there was a bear. And I got rid of both of them. Now, anybody been hunting? No. If this boy took out a lion and a bear, this boy can handle his business.
Yes, sir. All right. Yes, come on. Amen.
And that's what settled the hearts of the men in the camp. That this young boy, he can handle it. He did what? And now, ain't nobody say, let me see the lion. Come on now. It's a fascination, man. You know, your imagination getting the best. You thought you took out a bear. You thought you took out a lion. No. I took one out. I took it, and I'm going to take him out, too. Just give me a chance. You sure about this, son? Give me a chance. Here comes David with his slingshot. And come on. I'm trying to get out of here. But Brother Branham say, reach down and got some rocks. Five smooth stones. Say, put them inside a script bag. He said, because in that script bag, it used to be what they have, just honey in the bag. So that honey is what the shepherd would use to feed the sheep. Anytime the sheep get sick, the shepherd would take some honey out the bag and he just rub it on top of the rock. And when he rubbed that honey on the rock, the sheep would go licking on the rock. And what they do is they find honey in the rock. And not only was honey in the rock, but limestone was in the rock. And all the things that brought healing to that sheep was in the rock. Come on, church. All your healing. Huh? All your deliverance is going to be found in the rock. The rock of ages. Jesus Christ. It'll be found in Christ. Just lick off the rock. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory! So David took that smooth stone, got honey all over it. And Brother Branham said he just reached back and just slung and said, Satan, now the Holy Spirit got into that rock, made it go 1,000 miles per second. David couldn't throw it that hard. But David, the Holy Spirit got in there and made it go 1,000 miles per second and put it right in the only place that it could go. Because his armor was designed that the only opening in this man's armor was right there in the center of his head. And God directed one rock. Can I put it this way? God will direct one revelation. You don't need two or three. Just stand on your one revelation. Whatever it is that God revealed to you, stand on that. And God will take care of the rest. If your revelation is Jesus Christ is God, stand on that. Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New. Stand on that. Baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, stand on that. I shall receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Stand on that. I'm the Lord that healeth all your diseases. Stand on that. If you have to quote the same scripture every day, just quote it. That's your gospel. Because the doctor tell you, take this same pill for 30 days in a row, and you're going to be all right. And you take the same pill. You don't go, nah, I'm tired of this pill. I want to find another pill. No, stand on that one pill that he gave you and watch your condition change. Stand on the one pill that you get, the gospel, the one scripture, the one revelation. Stand on that, and God will take care of everything else. David hit that fella right in the center of the head. Let's just read it. Let's read it. Verse 47, all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, but for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. It came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David. David hasted. He wasn't running. David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. Boy, thank God for a man that had faith. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone. Come on, you're going to prevail over your Philistines if you just slang the word of God at him. Brother Branham said, when the devil say boo to you, say boo back. Just quote the word of God. That's when Satan was defeated by Jesus in his temptations, he defeated him with the word of God. And that's all we got to use, the same word that God gave us. Use it, say boo back to the devil. You're going to overcome that devil. Stop talking about how you feel. Stop claiming your sickness and stop claiming this. And some of the saints, I know that, sometimes in Spanish culture as well as in Haitian cultures, I've heard this, but especially the voodoo and all that in the Haitian culture and all that, sometimes they would scare people, say, I put a voodoo curse on you. You can't put no curse on me. You can't put no curse on nobody that's underneath the blood of Jesus. Right, you got to know who you are. And that's like they got you afraid because you don't even want to open the mailbox. Right? It's a check in there. Go get your check. Don't let people, I'll open you a mailbox and I'll cash your check. But don't let the devil have you operating in fear when you know that you're a son of God. You think Jesus is going to run from some voodoo curse? No, he'll reverse the curse. I was reading a little book, and this guy was a youth pastor. And he had this young lady come to him and tell him she was born in a household where they used to do all kind of rituals and satanic rituals and all that. And the young lady confessed to the man, said, you know what? We could never put a curse on Christians. He said, what? Why? He said, we could never do that. She said, because if we did it to a Christian, it would always reverse back to us. So even the devil know he ain't got power over you. Right? You give him the power. Take it back, church. It belongs to you, right? Amen. The things that come out of your mouth is what give Satan entrance. Brother Will told us about it on Friday night. Right? I mean, you know, when Adam's standing there in the garden, you know, and he didn't want to accept the blame. Right? He put it all off on Satan. So Satan accepted the blame. And when he accepted all the blame, he also got access. Right? No, just take it on. Okay, this is my trial. I'm gonna overcome this. This is a God ain't gonna give me more than I can bear. Right. Somehow God gonna be glorified in the midst of this. Amen. Right? Amen. We're not giving the devil nothing. Amen. All he can have is everything that I mean, the stuff that he's given, we'll give it back to him. But everything God gave us, we're gonna hold on to. Look at it. What verse am I on? 50, okay, great. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath. I'm just reading things. So the Philistine never even got an opportunity.
He didn't have a chance. God have mercy.
Sure, it's right there in the scripture. And the way David did that was with the spoken word. He disarmed his enemy with the spoken word. Man never even had a chance to even take out his sword. David took it out for him. Don't be afraid to open your mouth and speak. Claim your healing. Claim your deliverance. Claim it, church, by faith. Claim your children. I claim my daughter in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, I claim them. Man, amen, amen, amen. My, my. Hallelujah. And took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head. I'm just, my mind is going all over the place. I can see him probably fall on top of his sword. Right? And David have to move him over. Maybe roll him over a little bit. Take the sword out. And this ain't no small sword. This is extra large, super size, right? And then David have to pull it out. I don't even handle things like this. I use slings, right? I use rocks, but now I got a sword. I'm going to take this guy. Wham! Amen. And he didn't have to cut twice either. Woo, Jesus. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion, I can just imagine him just, come on. He just acted, he like playing possum. Come on, Goliath, get on up. Get on up, Goliath. Come on, Goliath. Get on up. Oh, he had run into a champion that day. The champion was the Lord Jesus Christ, who was reflecting himself through David, using David's faith in order to bring forth this victory. Come on, he wants to use your faith to bring forth a victory. And I'm going to tell you something, even if you don't have faith, you can ask God. Because there was when Peter and John were going to the temple, that man was begging and asking alms. They say, "Seven gold have we none, but such as we have, we give unto thee." And they say, "How did this man get healed?" The Bible say it was Jesus' faith that came into that man and caused him to believe the word of God. See, and what you ought to say, Lord, give me your faith so I'll believe your word and I can get the job done. I'm tired of doubting. I'm tired of hitting and missing. I want to be on every time. Amen. Slew him and cut off his head therewith, and when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and Judah rose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way of Sharon, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. The children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem. But he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, as thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. It's the same guy that was playing the harp. You know whose son he is. And the king, see, you know, that's the devil. That's just the devil. He don't really know who you are, right? He may see you just as some little person that go to church on a Sunday morning and just going through the routine, but he don't know you've been raised up to just destroy Philistines. And as soon as he just gets your time wrong, the real you gonna come out. Come on, somebody. Captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, as thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. And the king said, inquire thou whose son this stripling is. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine. Can y'all see him? And the sad part about this, the Philistines agreed that if we defeat y'all, y'all serve us. If y'all defeat us, we'll serve you. They agreed to that. The problem about the devil, the devil is a liar and his breath stank. So you can't trust the devil. That's why I don't even make an agreement with the devil, because you can't trust him. Hallelujah. I tell you, this is all right to me. Let me just read a quote just to get us out of here. Oh, my. It's just so much more I want to say here. So much more I want to say. I'm going to have to come back and get it, because I can't keep you here all day. Woo. Let me just read one. I'm gonna come back. We're gonna deal a little bit more with this subject. Oh God. Give me this great warrior David. And I'm gonna paragraph E28, and we're gonna try to get out of here. There is one quote, I won't get a chance to read it, but maybe later on. But Brother Branham say, our Goliath today is cancer, high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes. Those are our Goliaths today. And the same way David stood up against Goliath in his day, we got to stand up with the word of God against our Goliaths today. And if David could overcome with faith, then we can overcome with the same faith. Because without faith, it's going to be impossible to please God. See? I want you to get something here. Brother Branham say this. Let me drop this on this side. Don't think I'm excited. He says, I'm not. Look, let me drop this on this side. They who had spent, how many here is justified by faith? Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time for us to recognize who we are, right? Justified by faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of you, put your hands up, is justified by faith. Is that right? The scripture says those who he has called, he has justified, and those who is justified, he hath glorified. Amen. In the presence of Almighty God, this is important, your names indelibly wrote with the blood of Jesus Christ, glorified in his presence, positionally placed here on earth for a purpose. To do the will of God, you see your position, Christian? Now, I looked at that and said, indelibly, Brother Branham don't use words like that. See, but the Holy Spirit would have him use the word indelibly. Nice, nice word. Well, I had to look it up. And what indelibly means is making marks that cannot be removed. My name is wrote, indelibly wrote, with the blood of Jesus Christ, glorified in his presence, position, place. My name been wrote in the Lamb's book of life, and it cannot be removed. Now that take a revelation. Because we know some people that had their names removed, and Judas had his name removed, right? But my name cannot be removed. Indelibly written there. Not only can it not be removed, it say it can't be forgotten. I don't care what you've done. I don't care. I don't care how much you done disbelieve. I don't care even when you done told God, no, my name can't be there. When he put your, when he wrote your name in that book, he forgot about it. Knowing that the scriptures say all that the Father's given me, I don't know how they're going to get here. I don't know what they're going to have to go through to get here. But they're coming. They are coming. Come on. Come on, church. Your brother is coming. Your sister's coming. Your children are coming. Your parents are coming. Their name is indelibly written in the Lamb's book of life. I don't care how far in sin they go, they cannot have their name removed. I don't care how far in sin I go, my name can't be removed. And since I know that, I'm not going to allow the devil to get me in sin. I'm going to worship God in spirit, and I'm going to worship him in truth. Christ in the life of David. God bless you, church. Praise God. Lord Jesus. God, we hear words like that from your prophet just about bring tears to our eyes. When I just think about it, was impossible for David to die in that battle. And the reason it was impossible is because he had already been anointed king of Israel. So if that was his purpose, if that was your plan for him, there was nothing that could stop David from reaching that point. God, and if you have purpose for us to be sons and daughters of God, there is nothing that can stop us from reaching that place in you. Our doubt can't stop it. Our failures can't stop it. Sickness can't stop it. Disease can't stop it. We will be who you say we will be. Father, how grateful we are. How grateful we are, Lord. Your love that just continues, Lord, to show in, itself in so many ways. And Lord, we can never be the same. Help us to fall more in love with you, God. Our lives should reflect it. Daily, our lives should reflect the love, the service, the God, if your word has called us away from certain things, then let us just follow the word of God. Not be ashamed of it, but let us embrace it, God. David was a little different from everybody else, but it's because you placed something on the inside of him. And you used it to express faith. And this is the same type of faith, Lord, that we got to have. It's a faith, Lord, that does not look at circumstances, doesn't look at a situation, doesn't look at any of that, but it looks at the promise of God. If the word says it, then it's going to happen, and nothing can stop it from coming to pass. God, I pray not only for the saints that are here, but those that are not here. Satan is fighting so many in so many ways, and God, I just come against, amen, the house of hell right now in the name of Jesus. I come against it, Lord, for those saints that, amen, are just struggling, Father, to find who they are in you and maybe don't understand why they're going through certain trials. But God, you will never give us more than we can bear. You know that we can handle it, God. So help us, Lord, to embrace our trial, just as David embraced Goliath. And God, those that have walked away from your love and grace, we're praying that the Spirit of God would do a mighty work in their hearts and bring them back into fellowship. We lay claims on every fallen son and daughter of God. We lay claims. And may the Holy Spirit begin his perfect work even right now. David defeated Goliath with a spoken word. And we're going to defeat our Goliath today with a spoken word. We lay claims on our healing. We lay claims on our deliverance. We lay claims on our families. We lay claims on it all today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the glory and honor of our God. Jesus' name we pray. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Why don't you just turn around and encourage somebody? Tell them you are victorious. Amen. Solomon.
I need you, Lord. I need you.
let's sing this little song together, The Days of Elijah. Amen. Before we go.
Salvation.
Amen.
Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, at the trumpet's call. So lift your voice, the year of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. These are those days. The same Jesus Christ that was in there anointing those saints, it's the same Jesus Christ anointing us today. Praise the Lord. Bow your heads if you will. Heavenly Father, Lord God, to look back in the past and see what you have done and what you accomplished through your servant David and all of the other prophets and the saints of old, Lord God. Father, it just encourages us, Lord. And now today, you're the same Jesus Christ that's standing up in your people, Lord, reflecting your life to a dying world. Father, some people may never see only but one Christian in their life. That is us. Lord, may we so reflect you to this world, Lord God, that people will know, Lord, when they need prayer, they know who to go to. Somebody that has access to your throne, someone that has access to your presence, Lord God, that their needs may be met. And by that, Lord God, you can draw them to your bosom. Help us, Lord God, to take these words that we have heard and apply to our lives, Lord, and walk out of here better Christians than we were when we walked in this place, Lord God. And may your presence so anoint us, Lord God, that souls may be won to you, Father, that we may see the supernatural manifested more and more in our lives, Father. It was a supernatural thing when you saved me. It's a supernatural thing when you save our loved ones. Just have your way in our lives, Lord. Bless us as we leave this place, Lord God, and may your presence ever be with us. We commit all things to you now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints.